So when did you become hard blaster?
1966, having had a career at sea with P&O, having started the initial training at Borsash, as with many people here that you probably associated with already. And I left P&O as a senior deck officer, and I spent a year with Southampton Harbour Board, which was good grounding for the port industry, and then I came here.
So why did you choose to become a harbour master?
It was almost like a progression of circumstance. It's very difficult for a master at sea, which obviously I qualify as a master mariner, foreign going, and the when you have a young family, you go away for long periods of times, and wasn't really very fair, but one has to accept these things. It was great fun. P&O was a wonderful company who looked after us superbly well, and even after I left, over a period of 5 years, they came back and offered me three different appointments. That's how good they were. However, I went into Southampton Harbour Board as a patrol officer, which was like a stepping stone into the port industry. And Cowes came available, the appointment, and I was most fortunate to come here. Before I came for interview, I made a study of, came up river, looked at everything, managed to get hold of the accounts of the Harbour Authority and all this sort of thing, and it appealed very much, and I was fortunate to be appointed.